With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Mailer was a teenager in Crown Heights, Brooklyn in the 1930s.
I used to build model airplanes when I was a kid, and my dream was to be an aeronautical engineer.
When Norman Mailer told the girls he was going to go to MIT to study engineering, their faces went blank. When he mentioned Harvard, their faces lighted up.
So my interest in airplanes gave way to my interest in girls, and I said, well, the hell with this, I'm going to go to Harvard. And I did.
While attending Harvard, where he studied engineering, Mailer worked briefly at a mental hospital.
I worked there for a week, and thereby established a pattern for life, to wit, I worked in the place for a week and spent a year writing a book about it. I've done that several times since.
From that hospital experience, Mailer wrote a play called The Naked and the Dead.
You're one of the very few people who know that. And then later it was turned into a novel, and it was called A Transit to Narcissus.
It should be noted that Mailer's original Naked and the Dead had nothing to do with his brilliant war novel of the same name.
That book taught me an awful lot, which is you don't really have to know everything about a subject in order to write a novel. You just have to dare to write the novel.
Norman Mailer was a mere 25 years old when The Naked and the Dead was published and brought him instant fame. Mailer is as colorful and productive as ever as he approaches his 70th year. His giant novel about the CIA, Harlot's Ghost, may be his most ambitious. Now a Ballantine trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Mailer's The Naked and the Dead is considered by many to be the great novel of World War II. Mailer was in his early 20s when he wrote it. It was a heady experience dealing with all the praise, but the novel was a hard act to follow.
Once that book was written, I had nothing to write about. The only thing I had to write about after that was my childhood. And I've never, for some reason, whether good or bad, I've never felt like writing about my childhood.
Mailer's subsequent novels were marginally successful, and he battled the critics.
So much of book reviewing is unfair, petulant, serving the reviewer's needs, not yours.
For many years, Mailer focused on nonfiction and journalism, winning two Pulitzer Prizes in the process.
A lot of people think that The Executioner's Song is my best book. And I don't argue with that, but I don't take the same pleasure in The Executioner's Song that I do in other books of mine, because that was a gift. That book was handed to me.
But Mailer says it's his fiction that gives him a greater sense of achievement. At one point, he thought he'd write about his Jewish roots.
And I was going to write my Jewish novel. And about that time, I ran into the work of Isaac Bashevis Singer. And that ended it. I thought, there's no sense in writing about this, because I'll never be the hat on Isaac Bashevis' head.
Norman Mailer's epic recent novel, Harlot's Ghost, interweaves real and imaginary characters who are involved in the CIA over the years. Now in paperback from Ballantine. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Mailer's recent novel, Harlot's Ghost, broke the price barrier. When it was first published last year, it sold for $30. But Mailer notes his first novel in 1948 also caused a stir.
The Naked and the Dead broke the price barrier also.
Is that right?
Yeah, it used to be $3 for a novel. And I remember Stanley Reinhardt saying, we're going to charge $4 for this novel, and heaven help us if we can't sell the copies.
Harlot's Ghost is a giant saga that centers around three people deeply involved in the Central Intelligence Agency.
I had no message I wanted to give the American reader. What I wanted is I wanted to say to the to people who would see the book, this organization has, I don't know about you, but it's obsessed me all my life. What is the CIA like?
But Norman Mailer insists he wanted to portray the CIA objectively.
When the book is done and people read it, I want half the people to say they want to abolish the goddamn thing, and the other half to say I'd like to join them.
Mailer says he had to do an enormous amount of research, which is why it took 7 years to write the book.
I hate research because it slows me up terribly. It's much better if you can imagine something out of whole cloth and just do it.
Despite its 1,300 pages, Harlot's Ghost isn't over.
People are coming up to me and saying, well, you don't finish this book. In effect, how dare you? And then I remind them that Margaret Mitchell didn't finish Gone with the Wind. The biggest single question in Gone with the Wind is, does Scarlett get Rhett Butler back? And in fact, we don't know it on the last page.
Norman Mailer is writing at the height of his powers, as we see in Harlot's Ghost, now a Ballantine paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Mailer has lived a public life, drunken brawls, clashes with cops, personal feuds, turbulent romances, and six wives. Yet, as a world-class writer, Mailer is enormously disciplined.
You can't beat the hours. And you certainly can't fault the freedom. You can write anywhere you wish to write. You can live anywhere you wish to write. Well, then, if you can make a living out of writing, then you really are a free man. But the one difficulty is that you are your own boss, and you have to show up for work.
Mailer is approaching 70, which may account for his seemingly benign demeanor. And he says he's cut back on the booze. Mailer figures he has another 12 or 14 productive years ahead as a writer, a task that is never easy.
Commencing to write on a given day is always equal to taking a Cadillac and pushing it uphill.
But every day, Norman Mailer gets behind that Cadillac.
When young writers ask me for advice, the only advice I ever give them is that if you tell yourself you're going to work tomorrow, then you show up no matter what mood you're in. Even if you're totally hungover and you're sick and you don't want to write, sit at that desk as a penance for 3 or 4 hours.
Mailer also likes to go to a familiar room to write.
It's better if you have a place that you go to every day that you're used to, because so much of writing is a conditioned reflex.
And Mailer doesn't like to plan his books too far ahead.
When I was younger, I used to waste a great many possibilities in books by being too enthusiastic and by sharing, if you will, my book with myself. Now it's gotten to the point where it's as if someone else is writing the book and doesn't tell me much about it.
Many of Norman Mailer's novels, including his recent CIA saga, Harlot's Ghost, rank near the top of anyone's fiction list. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1984, Norman Mailer returned to the United States from his first visit to the Soviet Union.
I was angrier at an American than I've ever been. I came back, my feeling was, how dare we talk about that place as the evil empire? It's a poor third world country. They're not our antagonists. They don't have the capacity to fight us.
Mailer says the Soviet economy was depressed. Its goods were shoddy. There was no soap. This picture of the USSR is expressed in the early chapters of Mailer's novel, Harlot's Ghost. Mailer holds the United States responsible for the Cold War.
So long as Stalin was alive, there was an element, I'd be willing to agree, there was an element of mania in the communist mind. There was this idea, particularly after winning the war, that maybe they could win the entire world. But I think by the time Stalin died, that was already pretty much on the back burner.
Mailer says the impulse for Harlot's Ghost, an epic novel of the CIA, sprang in part from his view of the Cold War.
In a certain sense, this novel is what I would call an epistemological novel, which is a study in how we learn things.
Mailer believes that nearly every day of our lives we add to our fund of knowledge. He says fiction is not quite like real life. Things must happen more neatly and quickly. And he says that every novel with a superior plot has it at the expense of its characters.
Either you relinquish the plot because the characters take on their own life and insist on going their own way, or you keep cutting the ankles off your characters or stretching their legs in order to make them fit the plot.
Harlot's Ghost by Norman Mailer sprawls over 1,300 pages, a story to be continued. Now in paperback from Ballantyne, Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.